Let's go. We are here for another edition of Defenders Digest, coming straight to you from remote. Here is JP and I, and we're going to go ahead and talk to you this month about all things, again, ERP security. Now we're going to be focusing on the August update for Patch Tuesday and some of those findings, like the update to IS Oil. But before we do, JP, I know that you're off. How was it? And welcome back.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you. It's great to be back. And even better to be recording the Defenders Digest, one of my favorite things every month. So thank you.
Thank you. Always love the humble. Okay, so awesome. Let's start going through the Patch Tuesday. Now, here's some of the highlights for the August SAP security notes. We had 20 new and updated SAP security patches released, including 2 hot news notes and 8 high priority notes. Updated hot news notes require special attention. Ignoring guidance can lead to system inconsistencies. And again, our contribution, the Anapsys Research Labs, our team supported SAP in patching 3 vulnerabilities, and I think that brings us to 50 vulnerabilities that we've discovered as a team this year so far. Fantastic. Now, one of the things that I wanted to also kind of touch upon briefly here is IS Oil, right? Like the why. Why do we want to care about that? That's a really good question. You know, how could this impact a company that's running a vulnerable IS Oil implementation? Could the whole Eastern Seaboard pipeline go offline? I don't really know. JP, what do you think?
That's a great point, because it's not just about the vulnerabilities, right? We need to always think about the risk that is potentially affecting these applications, but then in the context of what are these applications doing for us and for the companies. In this case, this vulnerability is affecting an IS Oil module or component that is, yes, it's present in most ERP implementations. However, it's only enabled in the ones that actually run oil and gas operations. So we could say that the affected companies are those that are supporting, or the potentially affected SAP applications are those that are supporting oil and gas operations. So depending on how those systems are integrated with the SAP applications, yes, this could be providing a significant disruption if it's exploited because of the level of criticality that the vulnerability entails.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, that definitely comes to mind. We've seen situations like that in the past where the pipelines would go offline due to ransomware or something like that. But this is definitely a cause for concern. You know, could we have something like that happen at a large scale affecting a large region? So with that said, thanks for diving that into that with me. Did you want to dig into the hot news note?
Absolutely, Paul. Last month, for those of you who have attended the Defenders Digest, we touched base on the July Patch Tuesday notes, and one of those was the vulnerability affecting the IS Oil component. Well, there's an update to that, because the common injection vulnerability, that's CVSS of 9.1, addressed by security note 3350297, it was provided with more documentation and more clarifications around what systems are vulnerable and what systems are not, and when customers should apply that patch, because the vulnerability is only present if there are 2 switches that are activated, OIB QCI or OI0 common 2. Those are 2 specific switches of the oil and gas component or IS Oil component. So if you have the IS Oil component, but you have not enabled that specifically for your operations, then the system isn't vulnerable. So there's no need to actually implement the node. And it's good to know because enabling some of those switches in many cases are not reversible. So in the process of addressing a security node, you could be creating some disruption to the system. Digging a little bit deeper into the vulnerability, as I mentioned, it's a common injection vulnerability in a vulnerable function module, but that is not RFC enabled. So it's important to understand again that if that's only triggered or applicable if those switches are enabled, and not if the component is on a vulnerable version but without those switches. So the high priority node 3331376, also with a CVSS score of 8.7, was updated with additional information about the correction instructions. So as every month, the Onapsis Research Labs creates an in-depth blog with details of the vulnerabilities and what you should be looking at. So I really encourage you to take a look at that for further details.
Yeah, thanks, JP. And I back you up 100% on that. Make sure everyone reads the information about when to enable that patch and when to not enable that patch. So with that said, we just finished up attendance at Black Hat. We had a couple of our researchers present there on P4 chains. If you want to know more, please feel free to go into our Onapsis Resource Center and filter by reports and white papers. You can see some of the white papers and reports that our team has done and released. But also, you can take a look at exactly what the team does and get a feel for our day-to-day and for the output that we put out there from our research, which is really good because in one sense, I have a couple of recs open right now. We're hiring for positions for a senior security researcher and a security researcher. So if you want to go to that resource center and again, filter by reports and white papers, you can take a look at, for instance, the P4 chains and other reports. If that is inspiring to you and you enjoy it and you have passion for it, feel free to look us up in the careers and click apply on one of those two recs. With that said, I know we mentioned a little bit last time about Black Cat, that we would talk about it during the session. So here we are. And I want to share a quick slide with you. It is a quick technical slide on Black Cat, if you bear with me. Okay, here we go. So Black Cat and SAP applications, what we're seeing here on the slide is a ransomware that is specifically targeting SAP. So you'll notice here processes and services that have been identified to be looked for by Black Cat. And in the right, you see this SAP information published. This was information that was taken that was breached from a company that was targeted by Black Cat. And you can see that this is an example of ransomware, of threat actors that are absolutely targeting companies running SAP to try and get into their organizations and trying to get their SAP data and then ransomware off that data. JP, any thoughts or any additional context around this slide?
No, just that it's very important to understand that threat actors continue to evolve in their techniques and the methods they use to target SAP applications. They go about exploiting SAP-specific or ERP-specific vulnerabilities all the way to compromise credentials, to deploy malware. And in this case, this is a great example because it shows how specific malware deployed by specific threat actors considers and understands SAP processes and services on one hand, and on the other hand is, hey, these threat actors also know that SAP information is critical, and they use that, and they use that even in cases of ransomware when they want to hold an organization hostage of their information. So it's a good illustration of data points that show the focus from threat actors towards SAP applications. And if you want to get more details about it, this was part of a webinar that we recorded in July. So in the resource center section as well, you can filter by webinars, and you can see, as Paul mentioned, reports, white papers, webinars, any type of information that you can find useful, you can navigate there, and I encourage you to do that. Some resources require you to provide your information. Some others are unfiltered, so but it's all there, and it's all available to anyone.
Yeah, thanks for that explanation. I know as a security practitioner, I always enjoy seeing the actual evidence, right? So we prepare. Part of the job is to prepare for that thing that could potentially go wrong, right? And compromise or control your systems. And I like seeing an example like this because it shows that we're absolutely on the right track to help find this stuff and to help defend and protect against these types of intrusions and this type of malware. So thank you for that. Let me stop the share. And we're winding down on our summer. JP, glad to have you back again. Hope everyone has had a good summer. Hopefully that technical slide was good for our viewers as well. And we'll see you in our next Defenders Digest. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul. And thank you all for joining.
100%. Virtual high five. all right. I don't know if we've given any. I'm just trying to go extra here and give them a little bit of bloopers at this point. I appreciate that we work through this one more. I feel like we were more comfortable. I was more comfortable for this and working through the script with you. Perfect. And I feel like, at least for myself, like I'm starting to get into a rhythm.
And we are building the cadence of topics and areas and feedback. So yeah, we'll keep improving it. So I liked it. So it's good.
I am envisioning a future next year where I'm going to have like a long Viking beard with braids and I'll put little Anapsis buttons in it.
And you can have a helmet with like the horns.
bring the axe with the horns. I'll be the mascot.
That's good.
All right. Thanks again, JP. I appreciate you and us hanging out to do this type of stuff. I guess I'll stop the recording. All right.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Have a great rest of the day.
Thanks. You too, JP.